This call is being recorded.
I was saying, I didn't have lunch.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello there.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hello again.
Hi, can you hear us, Michael?
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us okay?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, can you hear us?
I just have to pick up my handset. Unfortunately, I'm not sure what's going on with my computer, but I don't want to delay things, so I'll make it work this way.
Okay, great. It looks as though we've also got Michelle on the line. Can you hear us, Michelle? Okay, and I think Ronwyn's on the call, but we can't hear her either.
Usually it's a pretty smooth process. I'm not sure what the glitch is today.
Okay, you've suddenly gone very faint, Michael.
I had a light breakfast. I see Buckery's also joined, so I don't know if you can hear us either.
Sorry, we seem to be having quite a lot of issues. We can barely hear you now.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
Hello, can anyone hear me?
Hi, Michelle. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so I think we're just waiting for Michael to rejoin, and then I think we'll get started. It looks at the moment as though we've Bakrali, Michelle, Bronwyn just on, who can hear us, but we can't hear her, and Daniel, as well as the Cape Town team, which is myself, Linda, Tariro, and Annie.
Hello.
Hi, you're back.
Yeah, I just, I don't know what was happening with Uber, so I just dialed in. So, but anyway, you know I'm here.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, well, okay. As I said, it, we seem to be having some issues with the mics today. Ronwyn is on the call, but we can't hear her. So I can get it on her behalf. And I've also got Michelle. Daniel, it looks like we have Bakri as well, and the Cape Town team. Just also to let you know that Carl sends his apologies. Carl's been pretty sick, so he's been off the whole week. But what we can do is I can provide you with Ronwyn's implementation update, and then I can give you an overview of where we are on the product side.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Can we just check, Bakri and Michelle, can you hear everything? Okay. But are you talking? Can you talk? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Linda, I'm going to go on mute. Michelle just popped into my cube and said that she can hear everything okay, so I think we're good to go.
Okay, great. All right. So what I'll do then, I'll just give you an update basically from Ronwyn in terms of where we are with all the implementations. So in terms of the Lesotho implementation, they have had some delays on their side securing the hardware that they need for the deployment, but they have been assured by the Ministry of Health contacts and by LBTS that this has all been addressed, and they are going to be ready for Monday. So based on that, the bookings are being finalized and the GEMBI team are all ready to go and fly out there on Sunday, ready to deploy. from Zambia, again, there've been some issues with Zambia securing their internal sign-off for the procurement process. It seems that the key individual to sign off is actually overseas currently. But there is another call that Ronwyn is scheduled for the for tomorrow, for Thursday. She's going to be chatting to the Zambian team then, and they'll be able to report their progress then. It is one of those issues where if the procurement is not moving forward, they might have to consider postponing the implementation because hardware won't be ready. Okay, regarding the Ghana team, the Southern Area Blood Service, their procurement does seem to be moving forward very nicely, and everything's on track to begin deployment in Accra the week of the 3rd of October. With Ethiopia, I know that Ronwyn's actually just had a call with them. Don't have any feedback from that yet, but no issues that have come up on the email trail. In terms of the Yaounde Central Hospital Blood Service, the trip went pretty well, moving forward with implementation planning. And the team there are working with Safe Blood for Africa and the CDC team to look at finding funding for the required hardware and their infrastructure improvements, which are fairly large. So those are the updates from Ronwyn's perspective. If you do have any questions, what I can do is note them down, and then you'll be able to respond over email. Any questions from the CDC team regarding any of those updates?
Ranvin, this is Bakari. Thank you for that update. For Cameroon, were they able to determine who will purchase any equipment needed to install the software?
Sorry, I missed the first part of that question.
For Cameroon, I'm assuming you identified equipment that needed to be purchased. Did they determine who will make the procurement and when?
No, they haven't. Those discussions are still ongoing. So when we were there a couple of weeks ago, we did do a whole review of what they have. And we've got a list of outstanding hardware requirements, but that was something that they were going to work with Safe Blood for Africa and the CDC team in country, I believe, to look at how to source funding for that.
Okay.
Yes, hi, this is Michelle. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I had a quick question about Zambia. So is there... are going to make the decision to postpone the implementation, then what does that mean in terms of the timeline for the rest of the year?
Okay, so what that will mean is Ronwin really will, together with Carl, will be able to make that call depending on the information that they get by the end of this week. And it's really just looking in terms of how much longer they think they might need and then seeing if they'll be able to juggle the schedule around and still fit that in. But what I'll do is, as soon as the team here have had the call with Zambia, then we'll update you. Ronwin will be able to send you an update in terms of what the implications are for scheduling.
Okay, great.
Hey, Linda, this is Michael. Just a reminder, like to follow up what we had discussed in Addis, I'm planning to be in Lesotho the week of September 12th through the 16th and to observe the implementers, you know, in action doing training. And
yes.
I believe that Carl was also planning to be there that week. Is that still a go as far as you know?
Well, I know someone will be there for you because we know you'll be there. Certainly the implementers will be there doing training. And what we're going to make a call with this week is whether Carl is well enough to go or if Ronwin needs to go in his place. But someone will be there.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to confirm that. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. If there aren't any more questions around the implementation, I can give you a brief product update. So just to let you know that our release candidate, so that's the official BSIS version 1.0, has been released. It's ready and available to be sent with the implementation team on Sunday. They're going to be taking it to deploy in Lesotho. We have all the documentation for that. We're also just finalizing the user manuals ready for them to take on Sunday. We're just essentially adding some better diagrams to the manuals. So everything in terms of the product for the Lesotho implementation is ready to go. The development team are also working and have been for the last sprint or so on the new features for the next release candidate. So I think I did send the link out. If not, I can send it on the back of this particular email thread for this call. But we do have a wiki that outlines our software roadmap now. So I'll make sure that you get that link as well. And we've also just had a call today, Daniel and myself and our lead developer, with the new contracting team from Hitrack in Zimbabwe. So we've had an introductory call with them and they officially start work on the project tomorrow. So just to let you know that we have those additional resources They'll be onboarded over the next couple of weeks or so. Any questions around the product update?
Yes, I had a quick question. So we had a conversation a few months ago about branding and putting through CDC clearance for the user manuals and things like that. Is there a, do you guys have a timeline in terms of when you think you may want to start with that process, just so I can keep it on my radar?
Well, what we have now is we're pretty close to having a finalized version for version 1.0. I think when we chatted about it, it seemed like this was probably a good place in which to start that process, because everything after that will just be really refinements to the existing set of manuals. So is this something that we can look at doing fairly soon?
So yeah, whenever you're ready, I just wanted to make sure that I had it on my radar, because it takes a little bit of time to get it through clearance. So whenever you're ready, you can always just forward the documents to me.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, the only other thing that we've got on our agenda, firstly, I just wanted to say, Daniel, is there anything that you wanted to add around the product update from your perspective?
Thanks, Linda. Yeah, not much. I think we're coming along pretty well, and we've got the HiTrack team coming on board from tomorrow. So looking forward to having some additional hands on board from the technical side. Thanks.
And then the one other item that was on our agenda, but without both Carl and Ronwin, I'm not sure if this is something we should maybe put on hold, but the other point that was up for discussion was possible next countries after our initial five. I don't know if you have any feedback on that, or if that's something we want to wait for the rest of the Gembi team to join. Michael Bakary, have you got any input on that, or shall we wait and leave this for the next call?
No, I don't have any comments. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed part of what you said. It got cut off. What was the question?
So the question was really just the last point on our agenda for today, but I'm not sure if it's a discussion we should have without Carl and Ronwin being on the call, and that was just discussing some possible next countries to add to the implementation countries.
Yeah, so Carl was in contact with me about that, and we have a list. We're actually going to sit down and speak in team meeting a little bit more about that. I have been reaching out to a few countries, and so I'm going to actually respond to Carl's email later today or tomorrow, early tomorrow, after we've had a chance to sit down as a team, and then send some suggestions his way. So he should look out for that email either today or early tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thanks, Michelle.
No problem.
Okay. Any other points from anyone else around the table? Anything else from the CDC team?
Nothing at this time.
Yeah, nothing from me.
Okay, great. Well, that was a fairly short and sweet call, but yeah, thanks for joining, and we'll have our next scheduled call in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Have a good morning or afternoon.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cheers, everyone. Thanks.